The subprime loan crisis has made it to Alaska. The Alaska Housing Finance Corporation says it unwittingly bought bad loans earlier this year, and it's cracking down on lenders that don't meet its credit guidelines. In Juneau, some homebuyers can't get credit, and that's hurting the real estate industry and others. KTOO's Weld Royal has the story.
Chuck Ramage has sold real estate in Juneau for the last 16 years. He says it's never been so bad.
Title companies are desperate. Banks are desperate. Real estate agencies are desperate. We're all kind of desperate. And it seems like it's getting worse.
Ramage says two real estate firms have closed in the last year and agents are leaving town. Others are seeking second jobs. He says deals that looked good are disappearing because buyers find they can't get credit.
Lots of deals falling through. You'll be into a loan and you'll get close to closing. All of a sudden, the bank won't come up with the money.
Realtors aren't the only ones hurting from a dearth of deals. Jim Canary is former tax assessor for the city and borough of Juneau and now runs a real estate appraisal company. He's hired to estimate a home's value after a deal is reached between buyer and seller. He hasn't had much work in the last few months.
It's been, you know, August and September were very slow in our office, actually even July.
The housing market in Juneau slowed in 2007 when sales volume was down compared to a year earlier. In the first 3 months of 2008, prices also fell, according to multiple listing service data. Honeybee Anderson has almost two decades of real estate experience in Juneau. She says home sales are slow due to the global credit crunch and local economic problems. She points to the energy emergency that temporarily resulted in higher power prices in Juneau earlier this year and recent layoffs at the Kensington Gold Mine. Anderson hopes the federal financial bailout will jumpstart Juneau's real estate market by mid-November. She says she's planning on a busy early 2009. Signs from the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation may dampen that enthusiasm. Lori Holte is a residential lending officer at AHFC. The corporation functions in Alaska like Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae and backs loans underwritten by banks and mortgage companies. Holte says applications have plummeted recently.
We've also seen a drastic drop-off within the last, say, several weeks or a month. Up until October, we issued 331 commitments in the month of September. That was right about where we would be, but we're tracking considerably less than that for this month.
She doesn't see things changing quickly. Holte says AHFC's rates for traditional mortgages at mid-month were higher than those backed by competitors Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae. The corporation's rates are driven by the bond market, and its wild swings have made it hard to predict.
There's just no telling with the market as volatile as it's been here for the past couple of weeks.
Holte also says AHFC is scrutinizing potential loans after it realized lenders were sending it high-risk mortgages from poorly qualified candidates. In a memo issued earlier this month, officials pointed to an alarming trend of deterioration in the underwriting of AHFC loans, with many lenders disregarding the corporation's guidelines. It says it will require lenders to buy back loans if it finds credit rules were violated. AHFC's enhanced scrutiny has created confusion in the real estate industry. To help explain its credit qualifications, its senior staff is holding a meeting on Thursday in the corporation's boardroom in Anchorage to answer questions. In Juneau, I'm Weld Royal.